The rest of the story. Once upon a time in the Russia of another century, there were two men, both of them educators. Ilya was principal of a small town grammar school. Fyodor was principal of the high school in that same town. Ilya and Fyodor had more than admiration and education in common. They were both fathers of April-born sons. Fyodor's boy was a preschooler. Ilya's was already a teenager, a student at the high school where Fyodor was principal. Now, there's every indication that these two devoted friends had a mutual agreement that if either should die, the survivor would look after the other's son, would become in every respect his godfather. Well, one day Ilya passed away, and sure enough, when the will was read, Fyodor was named as legal guardian of his friend's teenage son. Now, as in all Russian stories, it seems there is a potential for confusion, all of the names and the personal interrelationships. I'm going to try to uncomplicate things as much as possible by focusing for the moment on just the one relationship, that of Fyodor, the high school principal, and his godson, Vladimir. Now, remember, Vladimir was a student at his godfather's school. He was an excellent pupil, by the way, a real scholar. Fyodor was terribly fond of him, enormously proud of him. At 17, Vladimir was preparing to graduate. And Fyodor was naturally eager for the boy to continue his education. And here's where this real-life Russian plot gets even more complicated. A bright future was stretched out before Vladimir when suddenly the older brother got into trouble, a lot of trouble. In fact, he was implicated in a plot to assassinate the Tsar. Now, Vladimir had nothing whatsoever to do with it. Still, no creditable university would admit even the innocent brother of such a criminal. And thus were Vladimir's hopes dashed. Almost. For it was then that his godfather Fyodor came to the rescue, and he wrote a letter to the administrators of Kazan University, a glowing recommendation of his godson, and the lengthy plaudit said in part that Vladimir was first in all subjects, that neither in or out of school by word or deed had he ever once caused his teachers or school authorities to be dissatisfied, that his religious upbringing was apparent in his exemplary conduct. Well, so compelling were those words and so respected was the man who had written them that young Vladimir was promptly accepted by the university. But then who could have imagined the rest of the story? Now, you remember Fyodor, the high school principal, had a son of his own. He at this time was 6 years young. His name was Alexander. Precisely 30 years later, after the fall of the Romanov dynasty, he, Alexander Kerensky, became premier of Russia. But it was the Kerensky government which was toppled in October of that same year, 1917, by the so-called Bolshevik Revolution. And that revolution was led by his political enemy, his father's beloved godson, Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov. Of course, you know Vladimir by his adopted alias, Lenin. Only now you know the rest of the story.